and some of you, a lot of you are probably very familiar with Michael Oliver. He's very well known for natural selling for network marketers. He's got a book out there, How to Sell Network Marketing Without Fear, Anxiety, or Losing Your Friends, which is an excellent book. And I've read it, and I've taught from it in the past on, you know, in doing some of my mini-series and things like that. But I don't think I ever taught. I couldn't find anything in my Monday calls that I've ever taught on the Michael Oliver series, Natural Selling. And then what really triggered me to want to do this probably was getting a lot of feedback from the industry about people using different systems out there. And I already just went through those, you know, whether it's Four Core or it's ICANN or it's creating your results or whatever system that you're using is. We have plenty of people that have a system, and I'm going to tell you, I believe a system is absolutely necessary. And I don't mean that for every single person. When I say absolutely necessary, I'm saying for 90% of us. I mean, there's always going to be a few out there that can grab onto network marketing and do it by the seat of their pants. But there are people that just exert an incredible amount of energy and just are like the ever-ready bunnies. And so, and most of us don't follow in that category. That's not who we are. So it's not that, you know, 1 or 2% that might fit in that category. I'm talking about the majority of people, in fact, a far great majority of people, that need some kind of system or track to run on so that they stay on pace and on track. And they, but the other problem with it is that a system isn't enough. And so many times we get caught in systems, and people get very ineffective in doing the system. And it's not that the system is broken. It's that the approach that you're taking is broken. In other words, we're somehow failing to really break the ice, build rapport, build relationships with people, because that just maybe we look at ourselves and we say, well, that's not really one of our strengths. And I'm going to suggest to you that doing network marketing is all about relationships. It's all about relationships. So it's how do I improve my skills? Because it's not a personality type. It's not about I don't fit in that quadrant. It's not about those weren't gifts the Lord gave me. I mean, none of that is true. Anyone can develop skills in building relationships. Anyone can. But is it something that just might come naturally to you? For some of you, it doesn't come naturally. So what has happened in the history of your life, you've never gone in that direction because no one ever, you know, put you through classes or courses or taught you or even your awareness around relational skills. Some people think they're great in relationships, but then they try to build network marketing. You can't do anything. They stumble, fall, and die. Well, maybe you need to fine-tune those relational skills. Maybe, in fact, you aren't as great in building relationships. Maybe you have a ton of acquaintances in your life, but you really don't have any substantive relationships. Maybe there could be 101 reasons, and I don't want to go through all of them because it's endless. As many permutations of personality types and people we have out there, that's how many reasons can be for ineffectiveness. But we know that we know at the core of our ineffectiveness is basically a lack of skill. A lack of skills, trained skills or inherent skills, that we all have the control over developing and creating for ourselves if we put the time and energy into creating them. So what Michael Oliver has done in his natural selling book is kind of like he takes old selling techniques and he's basically saying, here's what traditional selling was like and this is why it didn't work and this is why we need to make shifts and this is the direction we need to go in. And he gives us incredible tools and knowledge about how to be much more effective when we're one-on-one with people into getting them to what? To not see what we want them to do, but to see what they have as needs in their lives and then to come to the conclusion that they want to do something about it and then to jump on the bandwagon to take the advice that you might have or the solutions you might have to help them achieve the results that they want in their life. And that's the process. It's a process of not convincing, cajoling, manipulating, selling, none of that. And that's really what Michael goes through in his whole, read this book. There are a lot of people probably on this call today that have even, you know, done some Michael Oliver work and taken his e-course. But there's a reason that it's still not working for you. And part of that is that I did it on my own. I didn't have a team. I didn't have a structured class. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to put this in a structured class, and I'm building into it what I think is the most effective way to help you, each and every one of you, grow. Over the next 5 weeks, we're going to tackle this book and all the material in this book in a 5-week session of Monday calls. So if you're on board with me, great, stick on board. If this doesn't interest you, then you don't have to show up on Monday mornings. But I guarantee you, it doesn't matter who you are. You know, if I can tell you that even preparing the outline for today, which is the introduction of it all, I learned some things, then I believe anyone can learn by going over this. Repetition of this material is tremendous for you. In fact, we're going to see how repetition is tremendous for all of us on all the skills we want to learn. We want to repeat, 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 and that's what allows us to learn. But going through this 5 weeks and the e-course that I'm going to ask you to participate in as well, which is all free, all of this is free, is just going to help support you in enhancing your ability to do network marketing at another level. So there's, you know, well, all of us should always be trying to be green and growing and being better at what we do, because I know those of you out there, first of all, you know, we talk about a lot of people aren't sharing enough, and I truly believe that's the number reason why people fail in network marketing, is they don't share enough. But a lot of people who share a lot aren't very effective at it, so they never get anywhere with it. But even the people that aren't sharing enough, one of the number one reasons why you're not sharing enough is because you carry fears of rejection, or you're not very good at it, or you're not getting results. If you got results, if you started signing up, you know, one out of two people that you talk to, I dare say you'd be talking to 10 times as many people. But you feel somewhere inside of you. Is anyone on the call want to respond to this? Do any of you feel that way, that one of the reasons you don't share a lot is because you just feel like it's a numbers game and you're just striking out?
Mary Jo, I will, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead. I want somebody to hear.
Of course. Yeah. I have talked to 3 people within the last month and a half or so, and consistently, and been with them even, and I'm with the COF doing the health plan and working with 4 things, you know, that you mentioned earlier.
Oh, the creating our futures.
Creating
right.
Our futures, right.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And I've been very diligent with them, following up, saying, you know, this is what we offer. Are you ready yet? No, not yet, not yet, not yet. And finally, and also running into no calls. The person wasn't there when I went to call them.
Uh-huh.
And so that really does hit your ego. And these 3, which I thought for sure was comfortable with, that they would join me.
Right.
I feel like I'm being rejected by them.
Yeah, got it. Wow.
Yeah.
And that's tough.
Is that what you asked?
Yeah, that's one of the things I'm asking. Exactly. That's what you're
I don't
getting.
Know
you're
how
getting
to
those kind of results. Yeah.
Yeah, difficult recovering from that to go.
It is. Because what does it do? Doesn't it shut you down from wanting to continue talking to people, right?
Yes, I'm looking at my list saying, okay, now I know these people. Now, are they going to give me the same reaction?
Exactly. Then you start doubting and you start questioning your ability and you start saying, wow, this is taking a lot of time and energy and I'm getting nowhere.
Yeah, and emotion, and I shouldn't take it personally. I know that.
Right.
But I think when you first start, until you get that momentum, as you talk about, I think we can't help but that to happen.
Yeah, and momentum doesn't come from nowhere. Follow me? Some people think, well, once I get this going, the way it gets going for you is for you to get into a skillful position around it, okay?
Yeah.
So I don't want, and this isn't about taking a hammer out and beating up on yourself. It's about what? It's about saying, you know what? I can look at myself, how I was, my beingness, and all the things, and I thought I did it perfectly, but is there room for improvement? If I ask you that question, is there room for improvement for you?
Yes.
Okay, great. Then you want to be in the next 5 week.
I will.
Time. Okay, there you go. Exactly. Anyone
Mary Jo?
Yeah.
Mary Jo?
Uh-huh.
This is Anita, and I want to tell you that you really, your comments are right on, because you think, well, I want to approach them, and I have, but I don't think I know quite the right words,
right?
So that I won't get that many more chances. And I've stepped out of my safe zone lately, but I'm waiting for you to get here because I'm not sure that, you know, I will say it right.
Yeah, there you go. You got a fear of saying the wrong things, right? Or the fear
Or not saying it so that it touches their hot buttons.
Wow. Great. No, great. That's great. Good. Good.
Mary Jo, Bobby?
Yeah. Go ahead.
And I was a Mary Kay consultant for about 20 years, and their big thing was it's the numbers. talk to as many people as you can. So I've got to get out of that.
You got to get out of that system.
Yeah,
and there's
so I'm
no,
anxious to.
Yeah, you want to toss that concept aside from purely a concept. See, that's just another kind of a system that people say. Just share your story. It's a numbers game, so just talk to as many as possible. You know what, people? I can tell you that till I'm blue in the face, and you've heard it till you're blue in the face. And you know what? Is it work? No. Why doesn't it work? Why doesn't it work? Okay? So let's jump into that, because I want to really isolate, because I think some of this, for some of you on the calls, will just kind of blow up the whole, you know, scene of network marketing for you. It's like, wait a minute, she's telling me network marketing isn't network marketing, and I'm not doing that, neither is Michael Oliver. He's just saying that, you know, using the same thing and trying to say one size fits all and saying it's just a numbers game, go out there and talk to as many people as you can, what a waste of time and energy. Because if I can't help support you into having the skills you need to be effective, it becomes as worthless as it's created in terms of results for you. Does that make some sense? I don't want worthless communication. I want you to have the best possible tools, the best possible communication. I want you to be in the best possible posture to build on and to help grow that relationship with people. Because at the core of every and any good sales organization, at the core, is the concept of building relationships. And so many of us in network marketing, when we get a numbers game, when we get just give them this tape and tell them everything they need to know about their life is on this tape, we're shortchanging the whole concept of building relationships. I think it was at a core problem. Some of you have been around long enough to remember the system that they had when they just handed the backpack concept. And I'm not, I'm not criticizing people. I'm just looking at systems. The backpack concept, when people would just say, you'd meet somebody in an airport and they'd say, hey, let me give you information here, just listen to this. They hand it out and they grab their information and we'll go move on. And they'd say 2-3 sentences to them. I'm going to tell you that system, you know, those kind of things to me always like fry me, because it's like, oh my gosh. What are we doing out there? We're just playing that numbers game, and we're failing to build a relationship. And I always go back to the concept, you've heard me teach it and train it in Pathway, that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And if you're not coming across with building that relationship in letting people you talk to know that you really care about them, so they really feel like you have an investment in them, emotionally, sensitivity, that you care about them, that they're important to you, you're not moving in that relationship. It's going to be very difficult for you to make the next step. Now, I'm going to, again, when I go through this book and talk about all these principles that he established in there, it's not, you can say, well, Mary Jo, but I remember this one person that was just a numbers thing, and I talked to 100 people, and this one person came out, and, you know, she's been, you know, doing the business ever. I'm not telling you it's 100% foolproof. It's not, but I'm just going to tell you that we're tired of the percentage chances of you being successful being less than 0.1%. What we're building here is trying to increase those percentages. Surely there are going to be people out there that will respond. That even if you contacted 1,000 people a day, maybe you'd get some positive responses if you played. But that's not what I want you to do, and that's not the direction that I want to create for you or for the people you're bringing in network marketing. The direction is, how can I increase my effectiveness? How can I express myself in such a way? How can I ask the right questions? How can I show the sensitivity that I really care about those people? And you can say on this phone call with me, Anita just made the comment. Anita is a person in my organization from out in the Phoenix area, and she loves people. She is like dynamo personality. She loves people. But what is going astray in her conversations with them that they're not stepping up to the plate with her? And that's what she's trying to do, is how do I fine-tune that? Because I know that I know I love on people. I share with people. But how do I make it go from awkward to something that's so natural it's water off a duck's back? And I don't feel like I'm selling at all. And that's where we're going to shift you. That's the whole purpose of this series, is to really go in that direction. So let's talk about, you know, today I just want to start off with just kind of an introduction to what this is all about so you get a flavor of what direction we're going in. And we're going to spend four additional, this is part one of a five-week series, so we're going to spend five Monday calls on this. And just if you look at Michael Oliver and his approach, he talks about traditional selling concepts, and he talks about traditional selling depends on techniques and systems that persuade people to do what you want them to do. And we can look at that and say, yeah, we've been a part of all that. Even when you're coming from a place of wanting to help. So you can even say to yourself, well, but Mary Jo, I've always had the heart and passion to help people, and I just don't get it why people won't respond to me. A lot of you feel that way. Because your traditional selling depends on techniques and system that persuades people to do what you want them to do. While natural selling comes from an inner desire to serve, and to allow others to persuade themselves before presenting your business opportunity. So before you ever get to the point where you're talking about Manatech as a business or the products as an incredible, you know, support system for people's wellness, you already have position the person through your communication skills and all the process we're going to teach in this next 5 weeks. You've positioned the person to already acknowledge the need and be desiring to make a difference so that they're already ready to move, and now you're just giving them a solution to how they move. And that's a much more incredible process. We spend too much time trying to convince people what they need instead of, you know, allowing them to come internally to their own place of need, their own, so that they have established their own desire to move forward, and you're there just to serve them. You're to serve people's needs, to serve them with solutions, right? So it's a total different. This whole process is to Michael Oliver's assumption about putting this book together and giving you this material. It's about how do I change your outlook on talking with people? Wow. That's huge. Because some of you are going, Mary Jo, I'm 65 years old. I've been talking to people for 65 years. How are you going to change? And I go, you can change anything you want in your life because it's all about you making choices about doing something differently. And if it's going to make you more effective, is that not a great choice to make? So let's work on that. That's our direction. That's his direction for his book. That's the critical approach. So in going through just the introduction part, we talk about, you know, it really is two-sided. It's left brain, right brain, because a lot of people say, you know, there isn't one way to do it. There's a side that says left brain, logical, systemic question. We want to have a system that we can follow. That's left brain. That's about step one, step two, step three, unquestionably necessary in network marketing. But it's not enough. You can build the most incredible system out there, but it isn't going to be enough. Because, you know, what do I say is the other side of the coin. What do I say? What is it that, what words are coming out of my mouth when I'm talking to people? So whether it's the I can or creating your futures, it's or whatever our future, whatever it is that you're doing, Four Core, it's not about just having a great system. It's about what am I truly saying? What is coming out of my mouth? And that has to do with emotions and feelings. That's right brain stuff. That's relational information. That's where I believe the majority of us are failing. It's what we are saying and what we're putting substantively into that relationship that's causing the downside, not a system that's non-functional. So we need to build skills around relationships, building relationships. And that's building skills, work on building relationships, work on communication skills, what is going to make us more effective. So that's our goal. And understanding, you know, one of the things you brought up in the introduction was what you say matters. And I work so hard with people. And some of you have seen me in trainings and in calls and in coaching sessions. I work so hard with people around languaging that they use. You know, I listen, I hear, I'm by far not perfect at it myself, by far. I mean, I work on this every day, but it's like working with other people and listening to, you know, people who might be cynical or a little negative, or they use negative terms, or you know, whatever it is. Even people, I was miniature golfing, and with somebody, well, I can never hit the ball between those two things. And I go, wow, I just stop. I can't even, you know, I can't, it's like so incredible. It's like fingers on a chalkboard. When people use the nevers and they use the I can'ts, and, you know, I just really, I don't know. It's just the way I was created, that's all chalkboards, you know, fingernails on chalkboards to me, that I just, because I can see what stops people. You know, what you say is incredibly critical. What you say to other people is incredibly critical. Every word that comes out of your mouth. So don't just spew words. Start using words strategically in how you interact with people. And I know some people on the call are going, but Mary Jo, I've been talking to people for 60 years. What do you mean use words strategically? How am I supposed to? Your choice. Your choice to start listening to yourself and hearing the words you're using and saying, that isn't working. Because if you're on this call today and you're a double platinum presidential, then I'd say you probably got it working for you, so keep doing what you've always been doing. But if you're not there, then I'm going to be more effective because you want to start making something work for you that hasn't worked for you in the past. So let's work on how do I help make it work for me going forward. And step one is really looking at what words am I using, because every word matters. There are no worthless words. There are no useless words. There are no wasteful words. They're all meaningful. And every person listening to you is going to pick up on your words and your terminology, whatever you're doing. So be careful and have that concept that every word on my mouth is very important. One of the reasons it's really important is that every word out of your mouth is an extension of your thoughts. Because what we speak comes from where? It doesn't come out of the air. It doesn't come from the ozone. It doesn't come from Mars. It comes from what's going on in our head. So, you know, we hear so much, because we're in nutrition, we hear the language, you are what you eat. You know, so many people, I want to tell you, you are what you think as well. As you think, so are you. To think is to create. You know, as a man thinketh, so is he. I mean, we can look at all these great books that we've read. We can look at scripture. We can found foundations on this. But the reality is so many of us don't believe it. We don't live our lives that way. We have all these thoughts going on, and we go, oh, my gosh, you know, we don't want to look at ourselves. But I'm telling you, it's the stinking thinking that's holding so many of you back as well. The negativity, I can't do this, isn't working. And you can hear by the people that responded early on that were so gracious to talk about their experiences around Manatech. Whatever system they were doing, they're going, man, this stuff, it's really hard to emotionally get over it. I don't feel like I'm doing it right, or I can't do it, or I feel like I'm going to be a failure. I look at my list of other people and I go, how can I approach those people if these people that I knew and I just had, you know, incredible sense that they would join me in this business, they're not even joining me. And it's taken me 3 months to work with them, and I still can't get them off their duff. You know, blah, 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 blah. You notice the thinking. Now, experiences are what create our thinking. But what you need to start doing is evaluating your experiences from how can I be more skillful in my approach, instead of pointing a finger at you that you're not good enough or you can't do this or it's not going to work for you. We need to start believing in ourselves and going, hey, you know what? It is going to work for me. I just need to become more skillful in my approaches. If you can, there are always going to be a group of people that aren't going to say no to you. I can guarantee you that. But if you can be more skillful in your approach, guess what? Now you're going to be more effective and create better results. So the idea here is to change our thinking patterns and start recognizing, you know, that every word that we say is meaningful, and we want to reverse what we're doing in terms of putting out negativity, putting out lack of self-esteem, putting out needy. We come across needy, like we need them. There's no need out there. You don't need that other person. And I think that's what causes us to get, you know, discouraged too. We find somebody who's really dynamic, and we go, oh, my gosh, do I need that person in my downline? And then they don't show up right because somehow we weren't very skillful in our communication, or somehow they just perhaps didn't want to do this as a business, and that's okay. People have choices they can make. But that doesn't mean that you're devastated and you won't grow your business. It does if you put into your thought pattern, you need them for this business? How many of you have come across people that have joined up and they said, oh, gosh, I have the perfect person. You know, this gal, she was doing this, and she's so dynamic. You know, man, my manatech business is skyrocketing. And you know what? The person doesn't come in their business, and then 6 months later, they're not even swallowing the products. Yeah, I've had that experience. Because people are basing their entire ability to do the business on getting a certain person. What is that all about? Now you've created the thought process that's never going to create positive results for you. The thought process is viewing people in Manatech who've made it, as I did early on, and saying, if they can make it, so can I. Anybody can make it in network marketing. Anyone. That's one of the beautiful natures of this business. It's why so many people respect it, so many people love it, so many, you know, top-notch people, whether it's Kiyosaki or it's Donald Trump or whoever it is, Paul Zane Pilzer, they look at this business and go, this is the number one business. Because it's truly, there's no entry-level requirement, and anyone can make it. Anyone. But do we need to become skillful? Absolutely. Do we need to change our thinking? Absolutely. We need to take on new direction and newness in our approach, and we need to be ready and willing to make those changes. And that's what we're going to talk about, those changes. Now, one of the things that Michael Oliver talks about as well is, when he compares traditional to our natural selling, you know, concept, he does it like a pyramid, just like, you know, you hear about network marketing as a pyramid, and he flips the pyramid upside down. If you look at traditional selling pyramids, he compares that to natural selling. And the traditional selling pyramid is one where we spend about 10% of our time building rapport, and then we identify the person's needs, and then we jump on it. So it's establish rapport, identify needs, jump all over it. Now, some of you, that's exactly what you've been trained to do. Some systems, that's exactly what you do. You spend 10% of your time developing rapport. You identify their need, and then you're all over it like hot potatoes. And you spend 30-40% of your time doing a presentation. I mean, just really telling them like it is, what they need, da-da-da, here's this fulfilled. We're going to, this is what you need to solve your problem, da-ba-ba-ba-bum. And 40% of the time is dedicated to closing. So you pursue them until they die. And I think that some people, when you pursue people for 3 months, you're in that old traditional sales pyramid structure. And so that's so if you build that structure, you can see at the top you're spending 10% at building rapport, 20% identify needs, 30-40% on presentations, and 30-40% on closing. So you got this pyramid structure that, you know, very little on building rapport. Tons of it on your presentation and your close. What Michael Oliver is doing is taking that pyramid and turning it upside down. He said, we want you to spend 90% of your time, listen to this people, 90% of your time on discovering and building a relationship. Wow. If that isn't a flip-flop for most of you. And why don't we do that? Because we're too busy. We're too much into what? I want results now. We're a society of instant gratification. We're a society, that's why I giggle when I train sometimes. I say, I know all you guys want to go out there and you want to do a little presentation. You want the person to go, okay, sign me up as an all-star. Right? That's what you want. But that's the worst possible thing because the person might say that, but, what you want to be doing is you want to be establishing a relationship with people. You want to be building and growing into somebody like, you can really call this person a friend. And one of the reasons you want that to happen, especially in network marketing, is that do you guys get the partnership that is involved when you get somebody involved in Manatech? I mean, if you could look at my ICANN business, how many team calls I've been on with some of these people. I mean, I've gotten into some incredible relationships with people on team calls. And why wouldn't I want to do a 90% dedication up front to make sure this is a person I want to have that kind of relationship with? Because the time and dedication I'm going to put into this person after they sign up as part of my ICANN program or grading your results or, you know, 4Core or whatever system you're using, you're going to be putting an incredible amount of time and energy into that human being. So why wouldn't you want to discover and build a relationship with them up front to make sure this is the kind of person you want to dedicate all that energy to? I look at it as a huge part of the sorting process. But if you're not going to know the person, if you're going to go on an airplane and sign somebody up on an airplane, it's great. You might get a new consumer out of it, and they might consume for 3 to 6 months, but if you really work on a person around building a relationship, that's why it's not really important to me sometimes when I meet people whether or not I talk to them about Manatech or not. I've got a person right now where I just have an incredible relationship with his daughter, and I'm taking his daughter out to lunch because his daughter's got some issues. She's in her late teens, early 20s, and she's got some issues going on in her life, and I don't know whether this gentleman is ever going to come into my business or not, but you know what? I started this relationship on an airplane 3 months ago, and I'm still nurturing that relationship because I may not know what's going to come out of this relationship, but I don't need him in my business, and I don't have an expectation that he has to be in my business, but I know one thing. He's going to see the heart and the care and everything about Mary Jo. And I'll just say, let's just see what happens. But I'm making the investment in building that relationship. And that's what truly stirs people, because once they get that, see that loyalty and that commitment that you have, wow, what a difference. So that's part of, but that's part of that 90%. And then when it gets down to brass tacks, once I have that 90% settled with that person, what happens is when they finally say, you know what, Mary Jo, I've just loved working with you over the last 4 months, and I can't wait. Let's do this. And I go, do what? And he goes, whatever you're doing. Whatever you're doing. You get it? Whatever you're doing. So now the presentation of what I'm doing becomes a 5-minute presentation. Here's what I'm doing. This is what I'm up to, and this is, and this is what creates those relationships for me. And this is, and all of a sudden, boom, the presentation is 5%, 90% discovering and building a relationship, 5% presentation, 5% commitment. So you see the pyramid turns upside down. And that's the idea that Michael Oliver has. So it's not about, and that's the importance of having a lot of people in the mill that you're working with, because you're not working with them in terms of presenting to them every other day, but you have them in your hopper. They're people that you know, that you've been talking to, that you've talked to about different issues that, may be going in a direction. You may not have made a presentation about specifically the ICANN program or Manatech, but you've been involved with. They get to know you as a person, and you're growing in that relationship with them. And it could be that you've sent them to a website or something, but it doesn't know what else going on in their life and how can you support them. You might even do an appraisal hearing like I did for somebody on an airplane. I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. It's connectiveness. We're here on Earth to connect with people, and whatever that results in, that's how we connect with people. But building the relationship, discovering and building the relationship is what comes first, and that's critical in the whole process of natural selling. So we look at natural selling. It's based on 4 principles and use of dialogue to communicate. The 4 principles that we're going to be reviewing and going over the next 5 weeks is going to be helping other people solve their problems. Now, we've been doing that for ages, but a lot of us have approached it on telling people what their problem is instead of letting them tell us what their problem is. So that's a big difference in approach. We're not going to be out there telling people what their needs are. And I go over this all the time with people. I say, since when did you ever appreciate somebody telling you what you needed? It's not our human nature, because then we feel manipulated or pushed around. So it's about helping other people solve their problems. It's their problems, not the problems we perceive they have. It's the problems they perceive. It's their perception of what issues they have in their life. The second principle is listening to what is meant, not just what is being said. That is so big for us. Learning how to listen to body language. So we listen to other things than just words. We listen to body language. We listen to emotions. We listen to a lot of things coming across. There's a lot of communication going on besides just specific words. This is a very difficult thing for people in an analyst quadrant to really get, but they like to analyze, so they'll typically move into other directions to be more effective. But it's because analysts tend to stay stuck in words. They love specific words, and they go, well, this is exactly what she said, so this is what she meant. And I go, well, but did you see how she said it? Did you hear the hesitation in her voice, or did you read her body language when she moved forward like that, or did you hear emotions around it? Maybe there's something really a lot more going on here. And that's what's intriguing to me. It's intriguing to notice the differences of how people communicate things, and that tells you hesitancy. It tells you whether they really believe what they're saying, or they're just saying it for the sake of making, you know, waves or making motions, or they heard somebody else say it and it sounded good, so they thought they'd use it themselves. There are a lot of reasons why people use languaging, and it's not always because it's what's in their heart. So that's why it's important to, you know, listen to what is meant, not just what is being said. And the more perceptive you become on that, of course, the greater you're going to be at communication skills with them, because you can respond better. Number three, the third principle is asking the right questions at the right time. Whew. And that one's not an easy one to overcome. A lot of times we get awkward and we start asking things in advance, and this is a business about asking questions. And I'm not talking about how you break the ice necessarily, because I think when you break ice, you're just having fun with people. You're just getting to know them. So just be friends. Try to build a friendship with somebody. And that's easy to do. You could talk about themselves. You ask questions about their job and their, you know, who, you know, what they like doing and their families. And I mean, that stuff's just fun. Some of you look at it like I did historically as a lawyer. I mean, I was like, let's get the brass tacks. I didn't have the patience to do it. I'm going to tell you, natural selling is all about patience. Because if you're impatient with people, you're not going to have the fortitude to build the relationships you need to be building. But that's at the core of what natural selling is. It's about building relationships. So if you find yourself being impatient, I'm going to tell you to start praying heavily about that and go in a direction where you start learning, how do I get rid of this impatience I have in me? Because impatience comes from you have gotten yourself in a circumstance where you want to get out of it yesterday. Or you, the focus becomes on you. That's people who have focus on others, it's virtually impossible to be impatient. Because when you focus on others, you all of a sudden, you're all about them making differences in their lives. And people are going to work at different levels. They're going to work at different paces. They're going to work at, you know, some will move slowly, some will move more quickly. But it's about us, you know, having enough patience to just be with, ask questions, and make sure that we aren't putting our agenda on other people. It's not about our agenda. It's about helping people establish their agendas for themselves. So get your agenda out of the way. That's old traditional selling was all about your agenda. And does that mean I don't walk into every relationship with a goal in mind? Absolutely not. We want to have goals. We want you to have goals. We want you to have a concept of where you're going in this business, but and committed to taking action, right? But it's not about us hammering home and making our agenda overwhelm the other person. Goal setting and having an agenda that you follow that's so structured that it can't waffle or waver based on the person. Now, those are two very distinct things. So asking right questions at the right time is a third principle. And the fourth principle is feeding back what you think you heard they want. So really getting crystal clear in communication. And that's one of the things that Michael talks about extensively, because how many times have you worked with somebody where even after you're done working with them, you might think that you're in consensus, but a phone call later, they don't show up on a phone call. How many times have I heard, well, Mary Jo, I thought I really had this person. I called him back, and five times later, and I still didn't. And I'm going to suggest that you didn't have adequate feedback. We were so anxious to hear that they were ready, they were really interested, that was all we needed to hear, when, in fact, we didn't really get the feedback from them of what really was going on for them. It's rare that I have a person that says to me, Mary Jo, I just love this. I can't wait to get started, and I can't get a hold of them. Because, first of all, I have a depth of a relationship that I've built with a person that they wouldn't say that, or I can read them that whether they're being superficial or they're not really honest with me. Wow, because when somebody says to me, I am so interested in this, this is going to be the best thing that's happened in my family's life, and I go, wow, let's go. Typically, when people say that to you and you get on the phone with them and you can't follow up and you can't find them, it's because you didn't cross the R line. You never built a relationship with them. And that happens a lot in cold calling. A lot of you people out there that have done a lot of cold calling or bought in leads and things like that, wow, is that huge. But that comes off of the first, you know, they work off scripts. You say these five things to them, Well, that's why it's one in a thousand that you might get a response from, because there's no relationship being built. That's totally contrary to natural selling. That's truly the numbers game to its ultimate. And again, it'll work, but it'll be one in a thousand or whatever numbers they give, but it's pretty close to the crazy numbers like that. So you better be ready to do a lot of that, because you want to connect with people. Get them out to lunch. That's why I think that some of these cold calling things, if you can get people that are in your community, so you can say, let's go out to lunch, or you can, you know, because you can isolate. If you want to buy leads, you can buy leads that are just in your location, in your city, in your community. So you can truly make contact with these people, get to know them, build that relationship. There's your next step. So you want to make sure that you're feeding back to them what you think you heard they want, so that they can see, you know, you can say, you know what, this is what I think I've heard you say. And I love doing that with people, because even people that get excited about the products to help them with their condition, I go, you know, are you telling me that you're committed to a nutritional approach? Are you committed to a wellness approach? Is this what you're telling me? Well, I don't know, Mary Jo. Well, okay, let's be really clear about that, because that's really what I'm about. I said it's integrative. It's not that you don't take your medicine. It's a permanent commitment. It's not a commitment to do this for a week. It's a commitment you make that you're going to make this shift in your life. So you make them do it. Okay, and then we're going to deal with dialogue used in the five stages of conversation framework: connecting, discovering, transitioning, presenting, committing, and supporting. That those are the five things that we talk about, stages of conversation framework. And a lot of you have heard me talk a lot about transitioning, and that's a huge need for some of you. How do I take it from the personal touch to transition into Manatech? And that takes time and energy to understand that. And it's timing in the conversation, too. But when you get back the four key principles down solid, let me tell you, this is easy to work within a conversation framework, because feeding back what you think you heard they want, that allows you and opens that door for transitioning, okay? And then learning how to present and commit. And then the seven actions for turning theory into practice, and I'm huge on this as well. I think so many of us have read Michael's book, and we've tried to implement it, but it didn't work for us. And a lot of the reasons is we didn't take specific actions to turn the theories that you're going to learn and the concepts and principles into what we do. Make it become part of who you are. So it's the concept of practice, 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 and that's one of the reasons why I want you to do the e-course. At the end of the outline, I put down objectives over the next 4 weeks as we conclude the Michael Oliver book, and you can read those. I won't read them to you. They're like basically five objectives. They're his, not, you know, mine as well, because I think that these are honest objectives that we can have for each and every one of us. But I want you to outline them for yourself, because I want every one of you on the call who wants to go through this series with me, I want you to, at the end of these 5 weeks, you can't respond to these differently than you are today, then we haven't accomplished what we set out to do. So I want you to use this as a standard to determine, are you getting out of these calls what you need to get out of these calls? And we're going to do that evaluation at the end of 5 weeks, so everybody can grab onto these five concepts, and you can look at where I am today, because it's a good thing to say, where am I? Where am I? Help me, like the first one, help you change your thoughts and approach to selling the business. How do I sell the business today? Well, I'm not going to be able to answer you the question of if I've helped you change your thoughts and approach to selling the business if you don't tell me where you are today. So take the time in the next 24 hours to answer those five things. And if these five issues aren't important to you, then you probably don't need to be on the rest of the calls. But these are the five areas where I think the next 5 weeks are going to support you in a huge way, so that you're going to look at it differently than you've ever looked at it before, and start applying it differently, because the idea is, again, we don't want to just give you theory. We want you to put it into practice. So outline for yourself that, and then at the end of the 5 weeks, we'll look back and say, and get a separate sheet of paper and do that, because hang on to that paper, because I really want you to say 5 weeks from now, where are you today compared to where you were before? Because if you're not making a change in your life, then things aren't going to change for you. So critical that you follow through that exercise of going through those five objectives. Where am I today? How do I do these things? What are some of the pluses and negatives about what I'm doing today? And then let's look at that sheet of paper 5 weeks from now. Everybody got that? It's a great piece of homework for y'all. And the other thing I suggested you do for, you know, to kick off is to go on Michael Oliver's web and take his 7-day e-course. It's absolutely free. I'm going to tell you it's going to give you exercise and things like that. And you could say, well, Mary Jo, but that's going through the book. I said, no, it's really not. It's going to lay a great foundation. It's going to help you lay a foundation to be prepared to absorb more of what we talk about in the next four weeks. Because week one was today, introduction. In the next 4 weeks, we're going to get into the nuts and bolts. And if you take that e-course, I'm just priming you and preparing you to really move forward. So if you really want to move forward and make a difference, and your goal is to what? Improve your skills around relational concepts, ability to move people forward, to allow them to move forward based on their needs and for them to be persuaded themselves versus you being the one that's quote-unquote selling. If that's a goal of yours, then take that e-course. Do that. And it's not a lengthy course. I think Lydia said it probably takes about 20 minutes a day is what they project. And you can have it all done by next Monday. So we can kick off on chapter one on the book, and we can really go through all of these principles and make some sense for you. Okay? So great.
Mary Jo?
Okay. Hey, are
Mary
you
Jo?
Ready? Yeah.
Mary Jo, this is Chris Dietrich. Good morning.
Hey, Chris.
I think this is so wonderful that you're doing this. I think this is so perfectly timed. And
great.
The just comment that I wanted to make was we had Wayne Vadavinas and Al Bala up here in Seattle this past
wonderful.
Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And one of the points that was made during the presentation, and I think it was Al that did this, but I can't remember for sure. You know, we have the perfect person that we can emulate and that we can follow based on what you're sharing with us today that's in the news, and that would be Michael Phelps.
Uh-huh.
How many Saturdays in Michael Phelps' life do you suppose he was in the pool? Phelps spend swimming.
Absolutely.
How many relationships did Michael Phelps not form at school or with friends because he was in the pool?
Mm-hmm.
It was all about the practice.
Mm-hmm.
It was
mm-hmm.
all about the preparation. Those gold medals that he has earned all came as a result of huge sacrifice and practice.
Right.
And I think this is a perfect thing, Mary Jo, for us to be able to use to begin practicing and really immersing ourselves in a way to help us with our business and make those connections with people. So I really applaud
Absolutely.
You. Congratulations.
Great. Thanks, Chris. Thanks. No, and it's terrific. Great analogy. You know, no one, you know, and I know a lot of you can look at Michael Phelps and go, well, I'll never be like, it's that stinking thinking again. I don't look at Michael Phelps and say I'll never be like, well, of course I'm not going to win 8 gold medals in swimming because, you know, when I swim, I do it with my grandkids and my nephew. You know what I mean? But I can be Michael Phelps in 100 other ways in my life. And that's
Marriage.
What it's about. It's about you choosing into it, making a choice about making a difference in going out there and creating what you choose to create. That's all he did. He's no different from any of you on the phone. Except for he chose and he made sacrifices and he practiced and practiced and practiced and practiced. But he looked at fine-tuning. He watched tapes. He fine-tuned. You know, we in network marketing go out there and we just do. We think that that's how it works. We just have to talk to more people. Wrong.
No.
If Michael Phelps believed that all he had to do is do more swimming, he would have never won 8 golds. He won 8 golds because he practiced and he went after skills. And he said, how do I learn how to be better? How do I make myself better? I mean, every inch of everything he ever learned was about how do I improve where I am. And this is after winning 6 gold medals 4 years ago. He said, I need to be better. I need to have more skill. So he busted 7 more world records. Because why? Because he was not good enough. He wanted to be better. And it's that green and growing or ripe and rotting. And all of us have the capacity to be better, every one of us. And it's about why not be more effective. And in network marketing, what's so much fun is it's all about effective in communication skills. So whatever you learn over the next 5 weeks, over the next 5 years, over the next until you're gone from this earth, about effective communication skills is going to serve you not just in how you, successful you're going to be in this business, but it's going to serve you in your marriage, in your relationship with your children, in your relationship with your, you know, other relatives, in your church, in your life, in your walk, in everything you do, because our lives are about building relationships. Every aspect of your life is related to building relationships. So we
Mary
Jo? Dedicating our lives to, yeah, okay, yeah, go ahead.
Would it be helpful for us to buy Michael Oliver's book first?
I'm not going to tell you you have to buy it by any means, because you're going to get all the information as we go through it, but if you choose to do that, that's fine. It's just, you could probably get it on Amazon. You probably could buy it as a used book, and that's the way I would do it. No, don't put a lot of money into it, but you're
okay.
More than welcome to jump up and do that. Absolutely. Yep. It's just another tool, and it's something that I think more importantly with the book, the reason I like to have books is because it's something I can go back and relate to. I can go through this training. I can, of course, re-listen to the training because it's all going to be posted on the Internet on ManaTrain. But I also have a reference book that I can always go back and fine-tune or tweak or, you know. But again, I'm not here to sell his books for him. But
right,
I think
and
that,
I know,
you know
that.
Yeah, you
yes.
bet. But if you
and then another
it,
thing.
Right. I think you can make a minimal investment in purchasing it if you want to do that. Yeah.
Okay. And then another thing I just saw that I thought was so to serve other people oriented, and
uh-huh.
that is a DVD called The Road to Freedom.
Uh-huh.
I don't know whether you've seen it or not, but it would be worth a look for
okay.
you.
Thanks.
I just think it will be a wonderful tool because
uh-huh.
it's everything you're...
There
were four people who did this.
Uh-huh.
And I'm
Is it a Manatech video?
How do I put this? It's, yes, they talk about how Manatech is so different,
uh-huh.
but how you serve people by understanding their needs.
Exactly. Okay,
and
good.
It's just beautifully done.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And a lot of the questions that people throw at us or we come up with were dealt so smoothly in this
uh-huh.
that it's just a nice thing to give to people at some point.
Right.
And where did
and
you get it?
Talk about what point.
I got it from
right?
DupliPack.
Mm-hmm. Good. I'll get it. And we'll talk about it next week. Okay, thanks, Anita.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh.
You know,
right,
Mary
Jo,
I just wanted to insert this in about Michael Phelps. Did you
uh-huh.
hear that he's ADHD?
Uh-huh.
The reason
absolutely.
I'm bringing that up, huh?
Absolutely. It's, yeah,
but the thing that
reason
I'm bringing that up is a lot of us go, oh, I can't focus, and I can't do this, and I can't do that. And I'm thinking, he can focus. We can all focus.
I know. I know.
I thought that was really neat. And
I thought it was really cool. I wanted to hear her say, and, you know, I just refused to put him on any of those drugs. But I didn't hear that.
I don't think his mother did. You know, his mother's a principal of a middle school.
Right, exactly.
So I don't got the feeling she put him on anything.
And I would.
I think she put him
in
the pool.
I was gonna exactly. And you know, it's another thing that's so beautiful is you know she's a single parent too, and
mm-hmm.
She raised her three kids as a single parent. And you know that woman is very driven herself to be that mm-hmm. successful. I mean, being a principal of a middle school is pretty successful in her life. So you know, it's just, you know, the just. But you know, great. It was just. It's a great story. That's just a wonderful, wonderful story. But it also, you know. I know those kind of stories. Sometimes people look at them and they get negative, and they start going, "Well, I can't," and you know. And how many of you on this call, if you went negative about Michael Phelps, I just want you to look at that. That's part of the stinking thinking I'm talking about. It's never when anyone has success, you want to just like be exhilarated by the success and say, "Okay, how can I be Michael Phelps in my life?" And you, every one of you has it in you, every single one of you, every one of us. And there's no doubt about it. It's just, it's our choices we make, and how do we choose different? And we always have that opportunity to choose different. Okay, I love you guys. I got to go. Anyway, have a great week. Do your e-course now. I want you all to jump on and get that e-course underway, 7-day e-course. So next Monday, we've got that under our belt, and we can kick off and get into those principles and really work forward. Okay, love you all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary Jo.